Good morning. Happy Thursday. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. And we have another fantastic grade A number one show for you this morning, 40 hour. Around 9:30, we'll have Riley County Appraiser Greg McHenry will be in the studio with us. Give us a little update on housing and just the overall housing commercial market. I'm sure we'll talk about all sorts of things. We usually do when he's in. Right now, though, we start off with Manhattan Fire Department Assistant Chief Brad Clausen. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Brady.
How are things?
Doing okay. Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, always good to have you on. And, you know, it gets to this time of year, the energy shifts, right? I'm sure you guys feel it.
Oh, yeah. You know, with school starting and students back in town, town kind of takes on a whole different look and feel when that gets going.
It does. Got Purple Power play tonight.
We do.
Got the game Saturday.
Absolutely. Just a really fun time of the year for sure. Doesn't seem like football ought to be here yet, but I'm glad it is, you know.
That's true. It does sneak up on you. Well, what's new in your neck of the woods?
Well, we've got a lot of stuff going on. Kind of go over some of the construction projects that are either in the permitting stage yet or are already under construction. Kind of start out, and I think Lyle Butler was on a while back, and Lyle and I always kind of go back and forth with our list of projects here. So out at the Airport Tech Park, which is out on the west side of the airport, it's kind of an area that I think some folks don't always realize is actually in the city limits out off Wildcat Creek Road out there by the Veterans Cemetery kind of across. But it is, and we have several projects out in the tech park out there. We just got a set of plans for the new building for Walters Morgan Construction Company. He's going to build a new building out there. Kansas Gas Company has their new office. It's under construction right now. It should be done here this fall sometime. And then Pioneer Seed had a building they just got done, and I think they're occupying it already. It was finished up here not too long ago. So one of those areas, again, if you don't drive out in that area a lot, don't really realize, you know, that there's a fair amount of construction going on in that part of town.
There is, and there's just a lot over, and I think people don't understand just how much is over there. There's a lot of businesses
there
over
is.
There are.
Yeah. If you just drive through that area sometime, there's quite a few things out in that tech park out there. Still several lots yet, but, it's starting to fill up a little bit. So nice to see that. Move into town a little bit on that side. We just issued a certificate of occupancy here, I think, several weeks for the new Panera Bread that's on the east side over by the Academy Sports, but the Panera that's over in the Setchild Commons, kind of where Target is over in there, we issued them a permit to do some renovations on the inside of their store in there. They're just doing some updating and, you know, that kind of thing. Kind of facelift for the store, I think. So see Panera doing some work over there. Target actually recently had a pretty big facelift inside their store. So,
and a little bit outside too.
Very much. And so that project's done. I believe we've issued the certificate of occupancy for it. So it's done, but it looks nice and different to go in Target now and see the different look in there that they have. So nice to see that. We've recently received some plans. We're kind of still in the review stage for a Starbucks that's going to be on Anderson Avenue, 2700. I think it was a bank that was there at one point in time, just to the east of West Loop, on the north side of Anderson.
I think it was a Quiznos before it was a bank, if I remember.
I'm trying to remember. It's right at the intersection of maybe Hilton Heights and Anderson right there.
Yeah, kind of drops down elevation
a little bit. Yeah. Now, I think that is actually going to require some Board of Zoning Appeals actions first before anything happens. Potentially with respect to some parking and some things like that. I know our Public Works Department is still working on some access patterns and driveway entrances for that too. So that may be just a little while yet before we see something actually going on there. But just a good example of projects that are kind of spread all over town, really, and things that are popping up. So, we get out into the Colbert Hills area. There's the church that's being built on Grandmere Parkway. That's a pretty big project right there.
How big is that building going to be?
It's good size. I don't know the square footage off the top of my head, but it'll be a pretty big building. It's all the church and associated spaces, some daycare area in there for the kids and some things like that. So,
and speaking of a church, here with Brad Clausen, the assistant chief for the Manhattan Fire Department, pretty busy Wednesday morning for MFD.
It was. We had a fire over on Amherst at the Living Word Church, and fortunately, through great work from our folks, we were able to get that contained, and hopefully they'll be back in operation here pretty soon. I know they're going to have a little work to do to get some things repaired and get back in business, but should be pretty quickly, I think.
And being right across from, I think, firehouse number three.
Station three, right next door, you bet. So, that was, as I said, certainly could have been much worse, but... And
with that, just stay on that for 1 second, then we'll go to break and get back to, got a big list there with a lot of things to go over. But before we do that and go to break, one thing that I noticed that kind of just caught my eye about that Living Word Church fire is the cause. You figured out the cause yesterday, and that it was staining materials. And that was the same thing that happened with the dusty bookshelf.
That's correct. That's not the only two that we've had from that cause. We've done some education on that in the past, and we'll probably do some more. But, sometimes people don't think about the fact that or realize that if those stain-soaked rags, when you put them in a container and contain them, they can self-generate heat and actually combust eventually on their own. And that's a problem that has started a few fires here in town. I know three or four at least that I know, and it could be more than that. But, as I said, after that dusty bookshelf fire, we did a training session with our local contractors, and we'll probably do something similar to that again here, I think, just to try and educate folks on the hazards of doing that.
It really is amazing. I mean, I remember going to the dusty bookshelf fire. It started really early in the morning. I think I got there maybe a little bit before 6 or something like that. Yeah. I mean, it was full blaze.
Very much. And, we had a house out on Marlatt Avenue had a similar issue some years ago where they were building a house and wound up with that same issue causing that fire. So it happens, and it's not terribly uncommon, unfortunately, but, as I said, we've been trying to educate folks and make sure that they are aware of the hazards, when they're staining something and where they're and how they're disposing of those oil-soaked rags that they're using.
And what is the proper way to dispose of those rags?
Usually you don't want to leave them in a container within the building. You put them in something non-combustible, leave them outside. You definitely don't want to leave them overnight, because that's why usually they will wind up combusting, middle of the night. These fires typically happen after they take a little time. People are done working for the day, and, by the time here after several hours, they start generating some heat in that container and get to the point where they combust. That's usually why we see those fires in the wee hours of the morning. So,
right, the Living Word Church one, they got the call like 2:15 a.m.
I think it was 2:15,
like
yeah.
So, there you go. So let's go ahead and take our first break. We'll come back and talk more with Manhattan Fire Department Assistant Chief Brad Clausen. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.